I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The crackdown continues in post-coup Turkey. The country will release 38,000 inmates early to make room for suspected plotters. Sweeping powers were also granted to President Erdogan under a state of emergency. At the same time, Islamists have targeted Christians. Sat7 USA's Rex Rogers says Sat7 Turk is in a unique position.
We're there, and we're able to speak truth to power without attacking current regimes. We don't get political partisans, but we do talk about human rights and all referencing who Christ is and what Christianity is about.
People are asking tough questions, and Sat7 Turk is providing answers.
It means people are hungry. It means they're curious. It means they may be, as we say over here, seekers. And they're asking more about Christianity, or they want to read a Bible, or they want to get access to a Bible. So absolutely, there's an openness.
And stores across the U.S. are stocked with backpacks and supplies as children prepare for a new school year. In developing nations, children also await their opportunity to attend school. But in many of these countries, admission is denied if the kid doesn't have school supplies. Amy Norton of Orphan Outreach says that's why their ministry is once again hosting Mission Backpack, a drive for school supplies, backpacks, and more. It's centered around the gospel.
Every child receives a Bible, and that Bible goes home with them. So not only are they receiving the gospel there at school, but they're also taking those Bibles back home to their families. And as they're working on schoolwork, they also have been sharing what they're learning in school with their family. So it's also reaching out to the community as well with the gospel, even through the school.
You can find the details on these stories, plus links to get involved at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.